From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is The Daily What.
Oh, yes, it is The Daily What. It is Wednesday. Today is Valentine's Day around the world, or as I like to call it, Pancake Boxing Day. Pancake Day yesterday. Valentine's Day, bit of a rip-off, isn't it? Everyone just buys something because they feel like they have to. All the restaurants get booked up for no apparent reason. And everyone starts doing all them roses are red, violets are blue bollocks that they come out with. I don't really understand any of that shit. I suppose you've got to make money somehow, haven't you, in the retail industry by making these ridiculous days up. But there you go. We've all done it, haven't we, Valentine's? Did you ever get any Valentine's at school? I didn't get any Valentine's when I was at school. None. Not one ever for the entire school. People used to dish them out and I wouldn't get none. I'd be like, yeah, all right, fair enough. Ugly kid syndrome, that was me. Anyway, swig of orange. I am Matt, by the way. So today we're going to be a couple of... I sound really echoey. Do I sound echoey? I don't know. I've got to use a different mic for a change. I just change them up sometimes. I will be talking about a new Loch Ness monster sighting in the Highlands of Scotland. Also, some ridiculous outrage over something Domino's Pizza Company has done for a dessert, which is just insanely stupid. Also got a bit of a story about the swimming pool that I go to. Not the actual pool itself, but something that happened there that was I found funny. Thought I'd share. I thought, I'll tell that on the podcast. That was funny. Those things happen to me sometimes. Something makes me laugh and I think, I'm just going to share that because at least it'll make me leave. And if everyone else thinks that, what a shit story, Matt. And also I will be following up on last week's Daily What when I spoke about the attempts to damage Whatcast and the Daily What by Reddit dickheads, right? And I will be addressing some of the feedback I've had since. I love everybody that has sent me positive feedback. Thank you so much. Loads and loads of you have stepped up and sent feedback. But I need to be correcting something. Sorry about that. But I will get to that. Anyway, before I move on, I just got to remind you quickly, this Sunday there will be no Whatcast. It is Patreon week and there's been a bit of scheduling problems on Patreon. I've already told the Patreon people this. If you're on Patreon, you probably would have seen this message. If not, check Patreon more often and you'll see it. I wrote a little thing. So basically on Friday, part one of the David Icke deep dive will be going out. And part two will be going out on Sunday. So part one will be myself and CL talking about some of Icke's theories, digging into them, giving our opinions on them, scrolling through some of his videos and etc. And on Sunday, I will be doing some more with Amelia. We can't work it out that we can all have the same time together. So I will do double duty as fucking usual. And do it that way. We'll get this show out by hook or by crook. So it'll still be a similar amount of time, probably just over 2 hours in total, maybe 2.5 because I'm doing two. It depends how deep into conversation. I'm not going to put time limits on stuff. This is Patreon. So, you know, you people that support us deserve the content. I don't mind making it. Anyway, so let's look at this first story then of the day. Let's get this up here. So it says here, tourist saw Loch Ness Monster and says it's not the colour CBBC would have us believe, right?
What?
Now, for those of you that don't know, CBBC is a children's channel here in the UK that I think it still exists. But it was a segment. There was some dickhead used to do it from the broom cupboard with a little fucking sock on his hand that he called Ed the Duck or something. And there was a program on it called The Family Ness back in the day.
What?
The Family Ness, right? So it was about the Loch Ness Monster and the Loch Ness Monster's family. And this, for some reason, this person that's seen the Loch Ness Monster now, or allegedly seen the Loch Ness Monster, felt the need to clarify that it looks nothing like the ridiculous cartoon green version of a dragon that they used to claim was the Loch Ness Monster in the Family Ness. Like, why would you even say that? There's a picture here, if you're looking at this, of the Loch Ness Monster. Or, as it looks like, the usual worst camera in the world blob with a circle around it to show you exactly what he's talking about. Because whenever there's ghosts or monsters or Bigfoot or anything like that, there's always a ridiculous camera involved. They should get a FLIRF 1000. They'll be able to pull this in if you're going to get your FLIRF 1000.
Violated yeah. by gas!
Speaking of FLIRFs, hello Nathan, how's it going?
Sounds like cognitive dissonance to me, mate.
What does the Loch Ness Monster stuff? Is that what you're talking about, or could you not say
it that? It is cognitive dissonance.
Cheers for that, Lay.
So what are you babbling about?
I don't know. I ask him that every week. But there's you should get a FLIRF 1000 and check out the Loch Ness Monster with the FLIRF 1000. It was the 10th sighting of Nessie in 2023, even though this was January this year. So they're saying the picture was taken in October 23, but it wasn't published until the end of January. Then it says, if you're a child who was brought up watching The Family Ness on CBBC, you believe Elspeth and Angus McTout were the authority on the Loch Ness Monster. They were characters in this cartoon. So it says here, if you're a child who was brought up, well, if you was brought up when this was on, this was the fucking 80s. So you ain't likely to be a child now, are ya? What the fuck? If you're a fossil, it should say, right, watching this. However, a tourist has poured cold water on the theory that the mysterious monster of the deep is green. Oh, no. What, you mean it ain't green?
China?
However, Jared Strong, or as his mates call him, Jared Wake, says he was floored after, it probably was generally, by a gust of wind. Old Jared Wake. Jared Strong. If your surname's Strong, you're likely to be weak as piss, in my opinion. What do you reckon, Raider?
You useless, spatty little tongue.
Exactly. The latest official sighting happened in October 21 last year, but was only recorded on January the 24th. There's got a bit about Meghan Markle for some reason. Jared was close to Urquhart Castle on the banks of the Loch near Inverness, Scotland, when he allegedly spied the beast. Oh, ain't they always? So there's a castle there, right, called... there's a castle there called Urquhart Castle. It's like ruins on the banks of the Loch. I've been to this castle many times, many, many, many times, probably about 20 times. I've never seen the Loch Ness Monster from this castle, but whenever you see pictures, it's always like the castle in the foreground, the beast in the background. Never seen an illuminous green beast in the background. It's always a blurry beast. It now means there were 10 so-called sightings last year, the highest number since 2020. Jared said, I was near the castle with my family at about 1 p.m. when I noticed a little movement in the water. Then the water started to move a bit more and a long shape came out of the water. Jared Wake. What do you think about Jared Wake, Willstone?
If you want some, you can fucking have some. Sake.
Do you ever say anything different? You utter bellend. You can get the Willstone Raider to do you a birthday message or something for money. But I guarantee you, ask him to do a message and he will say that. He will say that or he'll say this.
Do you want some? I'll give it you.
Like that. So it says here... he wasn't the green which I thought he would be. Well, it's also a she, if you're going to go by cartoons and shit, right? He was more a dark grey colour and then quickly went away again, but it was going back under. I could see a longer body. That makes no sense there, Jared Wake, for that. Makes a bit of nonsense saying, as Nathan would say.
So what are you babbling about?
I don't know how long it was, but it looked really long. Well, there's a bit of measurement there from Jared Wake. My name is Swift, you better recognize now. So Jared said the sighting lasted about 4 or 5 seconds and the creature was in the middle of the loch, as they call it up there. Sadly, it happened so quickly, he was unable to take a photo. Ain't that always the case? So which photo have I just been looking at then? Another blurry photo. And then on the article, it's got the surgeon's photo, which if you don't know what that is, think of the Loch Ness Monster, Right, you're thinking of the surgeon's photo. The most famous photo in the world is the surgeon's photo. I had an interest in this topic for quite a long time. I am skeptical about it, but I find it very interesting. And the area I absolutely love, Inverness and around Loch Ness, I'm there all the time. And I would move there. Other than the internet's a bit shit and the weather's a bit shit and there's midges. There's a few reasons not to be there, but it's an absolutely beautiful place. And it is a mysterious place. And if you could imagine monsters there if you look down the length of that lock. And it's got a brief history of Nessie, which I'm not going to go into because I've done Nessie shows on here before. And then it says it comes after Richard Story. His name is Richard Story, a different bloke.
Gaps go down, go boom, boom, my friend.
Of Wigton, Cumbria, said he saw a creature in the water 2.5 weeks earlier on October the 3rd last year. I'm usually there in October. So I would have been there when Jared Week was having this sighting. I'm usually there that week. He was walking from Fort Augustus to Invergarry and claims Nessie swam from the bank to the centre of the lock at 10:45 a.m. Fort Augustus is right down one end of the lock, the southern end. And my alarm's going off for some reason. Southern end of the lock, and you can see quite a long distance down there. Lots of boats go out from Fort Augustus. I don't think that no one else would have spotted that if that happened. It's very busy down in Fort Augustus. He said it disappeared and then reappeared and managed to take two snaps, but Richard's account only came to light last month. So these are probably Richard's pictures. Whatever his name was, on October the 7th, Sash Lake. So he's called Richard Story. This person's called Lake and it's a lock. And the other one was called Jared Strong, Jared Wake. So on October the 7th, Sash Lake 29 of Bath, Somerset, said he saw them. His name's Sash and he's a hey. He saw the monster and it was big as a double-decker bus. Well, they had that. On a serious note, they did have a sonar contact under the water that was the size of a transit van, and they can't account for what it possibly was. Even the sonar experts don't know what it was. That, to me, that's always the most interesting evidence on this topic. Not these ridiculous neck sightings and monsters walking across the street and stuff like that. All 10 sightings last year were reported to the official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register. It is compiled by a Nessie expert, Gary Campbell, who has been doing it since 1996. There were only 6 in 2022, 7 in 21, but 13 in 2020, which is weird because 2020, it was sort of closed for business up there. You couldn't really even travel there. So usually the tourists are the people that have these alleged sightings and... Yeah, then it says here, a huge search for Nessie took place, including drones, in August. That was the guy I had on called Alan McKenna. I've spoke to him. I know Alan. I speak to him regularly. Not regularly, but we're in touch if something happens. And he's got Loch Ness Exploration, and he does these vigils by the lock every couple of months. And that was him that did that, one of the biggest hunts for the Loch Ness Monster in years. And that's popped up. Right, so what do we think about that? I don't know. A lot of people don't believe that. I've been there so many times, never seen anything. Got to be honest. So I'm sceptical of the Loch Ness Monster. And I'm just changing my screen over here. I'm not struggling for things to say. So I'd have to see. It's one of them things you'd have to see to believe. Got a second story. These sorts of stories really piss me off, right? Because it's like nanny state bullshit. Conservative peer, that doesn't mean something that goes out to water. That means like a conservative person. Does it, Lee? I don't know.
It is cognitive dissonance.
Conservative peer outraged by Domino's new cream egg cookies. So Domino's...
What? Have
created a new cream egg cookie, and this person's taking an issue with it. It's literally a cookie dough, and they bake it or whatever with a cream egg inside. The cream egg melts, Cadbury's cream egg, if you around or you don't know what these are. It's like a chocolate egg with all this gloopy, sugary stuff inside that resembles an egg yolk and stuff, right? I think they taste all right. They're not that calorific, about 180 calories to a little egg, full of sugar, not the best for you. But, you know, I'm a firm believer in not being able to do crimes against yourself. Do what you want with your own body, right? So it says here, Conservative Lord Bethel of Romford. Oh, just up the road here in the main streets, Romford. I don't know what around here, these people should mind their own business. Posted scathing tweets about the controversial cookie, which Domino's announced for the first time on Thursday. So this was last Sunday, this article, the 11th. A few days ago. So it says it, Domino's Pizza and Cadbury's have been blasted by a former health minister. I bet he's fat as fuck. After they teamed up to make Domino's cookie that contained a whole cream egg. A whole cream egg? Wow! I bet the cookies before the cream egg ones was more calorific. Conservative Lord Bethel of Romford posted scathing tweets about the controversial cookie. It's not controversial. Which Domino's announced for the first time on Thursday. This is disgusting, said Lord Bethel. These are serious corporate food companies. What are they thinking? He continued. The executive team, the board and the shareholders should be ashamed of themselves. In his second tweet, he reiterated that the team behind the controversial cookie, which are available in Domino's stores from Monday, so from 2 days ago, should be ashamed, and added that they should use their talents to find less erogenous, is it? I don't even know what that word says. Sorry about that. Ways to make a return. He's got a picture of it there. He's showing his tweet. He criticised the company's fervour in an interview, which with the Independent, saying cream eggs and Domino's have sat together and said, "What shall we do together?" And that is what they've come up with. Well, what else would they come up with? A Cadbury's cream egg pizza? Do you think that would be better then? Like, I love the way you leave the pizza alone. Like, a big Domino's pizza is about, I think I'm being generous in saying this, 3,000 calories plus. I'd say probably more if you eat the whole thing, right? Which is more than you're supposed to eat in calories a day. And you're bothered about this little fucking dessert thing. He claimed the food brand's teams had to decide to produce a recipe with your great brands behind it and use social media to market it to children. It is a total abdication of responsibility. You are curators of two of the biggest food brands in the world. Yeah, and they are pushing their brand that they already have. That they already have. Like, what is your issue? A spokesman for Domino's said, told Sky News that the normal cookies, which come in boxes of four, tend to be shared by customers and that they expect cream egg cookie fans will do the same. Yes. In a statement, they added, These special edition cookies bring together two much-loved iconic brands and are designed to be a delicious pre-Easter treat which can be shared. It's just over 370 calories per cookie. They're in line with the content of many other treats available on high street, such as frapes and croissants. If you buy, like, a big, what are they called, shortbread, like chocolate chip shortbread from supermarkets, etc., they're about 380 calories. So they're probably more than this cookie, just by one of them. And people just buy them all the time. This bloke has not got an opinion on it. We know our customers love to share our existing cookies, and we expect them to do the same with the new cream egg cookies. Why has he not got a problem with these giant-sized galaxies and Cadbury's bars and that in shops and huge Toblerones? Do they think people are sharing them out? I'll eat a whole one of fucking them on my own. Like, I don't want to share them. I don't mind giving them out. What do you reckon to that, Wildstone Raider?
Hello, ladies.
Oh, fuck. It's on the pool because it's Valentine's Day. No one's going to look at you, you stupid little prick. Arguing with a soundboard again. We know our customers love to share. Right, I've just read that bit. So I hate shit like this, right? The only thing I agreed with when about the nanny state and looking after yourself by force is when they banned smoking in public places, because other people have to breathe that in. I've never been a smoker, so obviously I'm a bit biased. Well, not biased, I just don't really give a shit, because obviously There's no bias on this show. I've got to find the little thing here to point that out.
There's no bias!
Right. But people, it's the same as during COVID. People were saying shit like, oh, it's clogging up the NHS. That's my issue with it. Is it, though? Like, lots of people do lots of things that clog up the NHS. Clog up something you pay for. Like, I don't care if I clog up the NHS or if I use a bed that I've paid for over the years of my working because I wanted to abuse my body with treats when I was younger. Now, you can't stop people. Like, sugar exists, right? So if someone's got a sweet tooth, what's to stop them buying a bag of sugar and just eating the bag of sugar with a spoon? Like, I used to eat sugar cubes when I was a kid. My dad would bring them home from his work canteen and I'd eat sugar cubes just on their own. I wouldn't now because it's weird. But as a kid, you just do. Like, if you want to eat something sweet, you're going to eat something sweet. Zeroing in on this thing and saying, oh, it's diabetes and all this sort of stuff. Leave that up to, if they get diabetes, they get diabetes. It's nothing to do with you. Oh, got to protect the NHS. You probably don't even use the NHS, Lord dickhead, right? You probably got your own fucking load of bollocks. You'll do yourself, right? Shut up. Anyway, we ain't done any of this for a bit. Why don't you all stop eating cookies and watch a bit of Fox Porn instead? There you go. So, a quick story then, before I get into last week's feedback and clarification on the point I was obviously didn't get across very well on last week's show. I was swimming today. I go swimming most days. I go for a bit of a workout, and then I go for a bit of a swim to sort of warm down, because I don't stretch and all that bollocks. Well, do stretches. I can't be bothered. It's just, to me, it's time wasting. So I don't bother doing any of that. So I go and do a bit of cardio, a good 45 minutes or so, most days. And then I'll go for a swim afterwards to stretch out a bit, get a few lengths in, about 10 to 20 lengths, depending on what I'm in the mood for. Big Olympic pool we got down there. People trained there for 2012. I'm just bragging like somehow. I'm as athletic as them. I'm not. Anyway, I go in so that there's like, they cut it into sections. You get like two lanes for slow pricks. Then they get medium, which I just go in. You've got to sort of keep swimming, but you've got to be a certain pace. And then there's the fast lane. All the people that think they're Olympians, they're no faster than the medium people. Then they usually have another bit of the pole for lessons, whatever. And it starts to get on your nerves and you think, why are these people in this lane when they're slow as fuck? They should just go off into the slow lane and just get out of the fucking way, because I've got to keep swimming around people and then crashing into other people. And I'm not particularly speedy on fucking Zalus myself. I'm just doing normal swimming, right? So anyway, these sort of people annoy me because I just want to get in, get my swimming done and get out. So yesterday, or was it yesterday or today? I think it was yesterday. I'm swimming around and I thought, I've done about 10 laps. I need to have a bit of a rest here. Catch me breath. Let me heart rate come down a bit. Standing there, some blokes come along, walking into the pool, right? Like, this bloke, bald head, and one of them bodies where, like, luminous green shorts, a bit like the Family Ness, it looked like. A luminous green shorts, and then the biggest breasts you've ever seen on a man. Like, literally playing keepy uppies with his own breasts, with his knees as he's walking along. Like, sagging down, big fat body, back fat, that shit, like Tyson Fury has, like, the back fat all hanging off the end. And you think, right, you're coming in for a swim. You're bound to, the state of you, you're bound to be going in the slow lane. No, he's coming in the medium lane. So I'm like, oh, fuck me. How am I going to get around this blob? Like, he's going to take up half the lanes with his width, right? And I'm thinking about it, and I think, oh, he sat down on the side, and I thought, he's taking forever to get in. He can't even get in. And I'm wondering how much the water level is going to go up when he gets in, worrying about all this sort of shit, right?
Well, then shut up, you dumb fuck!
Yeah, I am for thinking that, because it can't possibly happen. And then I thought, fuck off, mate. Like, in my head, I'm looking at him. I'm staring at his face and I'm thinking, get out and go into the other bit, the slow bit. He gets in and I'm like, right, I'm just going to get, I'm just going to get going, swim past him, get going. So as he's got, he doesn't bother me on my first length that I'm doing to, you know, get in my way. I'm swimming away. Suddenly, this fucker goes whizzing past me at about top speed like a speedboat. I've never seen anyone swim so fast. He should enter the Olympics. And he's gone straight past me, back again. He's like lapping me. He's just like, it's unstoppable. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, like my only worry when he goes past me is to get bitch slapped by one of his fucking moobs on the way past, flopping about in the pool like a fucking beached whale. I don't know how he's getting his arms past him. I couldn't tell the difference. He looked like an octopus swimming because he's got the moobs out coming out of the side and the arms trying to knock the moobs out of the way. And I'm thinking, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this bloke? Which lane is he even in? Maybe he was in the slow lane and his moobs was in my lane. I don't know what was going on. But there was moobs everywhere, back fat flapping around out the pole. Thought it was Jaws coming along. Thought the Jaws theme was going to come on with his back flap. Back flap was like standing up on end with the fucking do-do-do. I'm thinking, this is bollocks. I'm laughing, taking the piss out of this bloke. He obviously does this all the time. I don't know why he's that size. Like, because he didn't stop either. It's not like he was really fast and stopped at the end of a length and then done another length. He's just endlessly going backwards and fucking forwards. I'm like, what the fuck? This bloke's got endlessly not even out of breath. How does he look like that? Is that a fat suit? I thought he had one of them sumo suits on until I got smashed in the face by a moob and a bit of nipple flew over there. And I thought, hey, that's real then. But anyway, the moral of the story is, the moral of the story should be, don't judge a book by its cover. But the moral of the story actually is grow moobs. And move faster in the pole, right? So everyone out there that wants a bit of advice, there's your advice. Why is this whistling? Is that me? I don't know. Let's play some Japan music. Right, okay. So let's get into a bit of feedback then before I clarify a few situations here. So I did a show last week, The Daily What, and I laid out like what had kind of about this Reddit group. There was a Reddit group of people that had wrote that I've made them remove it by threatening legal action. They thought I could actually do that, but I thought it was worth a try. And I reported them to Reddit, so it's all gone, which was weird. But they wrote about something that I'd done that got me fired from two podcast companies, and they was actively trying to work against this and this podcast and Whatcast. By getting numbers up and voting down one-star reviewing. And, you know, basically it's very important to have the highest ratings you can get, because then Spotify. So let me explain first. So Spotify is the only have been great to me, have been great to this podcast, because they truly reward work. So if you constantly put out, you will achieve an algorithm. You will be easily searchable on Spotify. Most of our listeners, thousands and thousands of listeners on Spotify now. Apple, Pitiful, all of the other podcasts. We've got listeners on everywhere, but the numbers are nowhere near. They're not Pitiful, but they're nowhere near the Spotify, because Spotify has got such a great search thing. If you can break the algorithm on there, and we've done a pretty good job of it because we've got so many ratings, because everyone's been so helpful in the past, and the ratings were so high, 4.9 at one point, and now it's back down. It's down to 4.5 because of things like this and malicious people trying to fuck around with people's hard work, years and years of hard work, been going for 4 years. So anyway, I'm going to read some. I've got loads and loads of messages from people. Thank you for everybody that's offered to help me out, that's offered to do research for me. All of these, I appreciate it. So I'm so appreciative. You can't understand that what it means to me to know that people would take a minute to write to me thinking that, I mean, it's not, I'll say what I mean in a minute. Right. So Swizzler. So this guy got the right. This guy seemed to get the message of what I was talking about. So it says, great. Swizzler 74. Great podcast. I hate the sterile monotone style of true crime podcast, but Whatcast tackles strange objects with tongue in cheek attitude, dad jokes and Nathan.
There's no bias.
There's Nathan. Love it. So cheers, Swizzler. And he also wrote a review for us on Facebook. At Whatcast on Facebook, talking about the show. JD Digital, Reddit is where the trolls nest, Matt. Don't give them a second thought. Your podcast is a breath of fresh air. No celebrity ass kissing, just two mates chatting like regular people. Yes, thank you very much, JD. Sean Patella, to be honest, Matt and Lee, especially Matt, has made me piss laughing. It may not be everyone's taste, but for those that aren't C-U-N-T's, it's hilarious. Well worth investing your time in Whatcast. Sean Patella, by the way, OG Patreon member, first ever OG Patreon member, still there. Cheers, Sean, for your years of support. Fantastic. Adrian Torres, those people have no taste. This podcast makes my miserable life better. If they want some, I'll give it to him. Thank you, Matt and Lee. Where is the...
Do you want some? I'll give it you.
Then it says, I don't know what this is. This is like millions of letters and numbers, etc. And it says, great episode. Have a great day. TJS decorating. This is my favorite podcast. In a world of fake people, you guys are keeping it real. It blows my mind the time and effort someone will spend on putting someone else down. Exactly. I agree. It is weird. Daniel Billman, 76. Cheers for the shout out on Facebook as well. I saw that you'd done that when someone asked what your favorite podcast was. You tagged us. Brilliant podcast. Funny banter. Keep up the great work. Also, back to Adrian Torres a minute. Thank you for the beers, Adrian Torres. Brilliant. Thank you. Five beers. Cheers. Much appreciated. The Jaded Soul, I hear you, man. This is Adam West. Socials for my band is shite. If you want to do it, do it. Fuck everyone else. It does wear you down, yes. But if you still have the spark, carry on. Some of us like what you do. Lewis Parker, typical keyboard warriors trying to shit on someone else who's put in the hard work and built something from scratch. The humour of this podcast is unparalleled. Subscribe to Patreon, only £1 a week. How dare you? It's less than £1 a week, Lewis. Lewis is on the Patreon. Cheers, Lewis, for your support. Melogy, is it? Melogy. Great episode as always. Don't pay attention to the energy sapping idiots of this world. Your content is richly appreciated. Stevie Louise Acott. Stevie, new on the Patreon. I love the show, totally unbiased. It's just a laugh, and you both say what people are really thinking, but too scared to say. Troy Hideous. Troy, another long-term supporter here. Jimbo can go eat a bag of dicks. That was Jimbo. Jimbo's still whining away every week in the comments. Obviously, an avid listener but hates the show. Weirdos. These people are weirdos. The idiots don't understand that this podcast is basically you and Lee talking amongst yourself, true and unbiased. Fuck them. Keep doing what you're doing. Cheers. So that's the feedback we got from the Spotify. So I always promise I'll read that out. So I've read that. Thank you for everyone that's reached out on all of the social medias, emails, everything. Email whatcast@gmail.com is the email if you want to give us an email. Whatcast with a K, obviously, @gmail.com. Let me just clarify something. I appreciate all of that. I appreciate all of the support. And also, there's a few people that have wrote to me like saying that I'm crying about being slagged off and all this other shit. Believe me, you have no idea. Like for 4 years, we've received tons of abuse, especially me personally. It doesn't land. I'm not interested. It doesn't bother me. People not liking the show, not liking me. You can't do this gig and not get that. It's not about that at all. It's not that. Nothing about that would ever make me quit doing this podcast. Nothing about getting abused. Nothing about people saying they don't like it. Nothing about everyone taking the piss out of it. Nothing about anyone saying it's not funny or we're dickheads or we're fucking our views are shit. I hear it all the time. I've gone through so much, not sob story here, but the last few years in my personal life, I've lost very close people to me, etc. Opinions of strangers typing at me isn't going to do anything. It doesn't make any difference to me. It doesn't change my opinion on anything. What I've had an issue with in this particular thing is the fact that someone's tried to weaponize their obvious power in a group and got people to sabotage what I've worked so hard doing. So when I say things like, I don't know if it's worth continuing when this shit is going on, I'm not referring to people that don't like me, boo-hoo. I'm saying if I've reached this level now where you're getting haters and they are going out of their way to sabotage you for no reason whatsoever just because they're pricks, then is it worth continuing? Because it's like you're running harder and harder and harder to stand still. and it just becomes a grind rather than fun. Because you drop down the algorithm, you're less searchable, the numbers go down, you can't crack the socials. People are just shitting on you for no reason and doing so in a way that damages you. So what I'm basically saying is we have huge listenership for an independent. I'm not saying huge. We're not comparing to big podcasts and big fucking YouTube channels. Definitely not YouTube. Struggle there big time. I'll be completely honest about where we struggle and where we don't. But what I'm saying is to have a reasonably big but passive audience is something that I would potentially stop doing if that's the case, because a passive audience is no help when you're this size. Like people, and I'm a passive audience. Don't get me wrong. I listen to lots of podcasts that I don't interact with, that I don't rate, that I don't do anything for them, but most of them don't need me to. Like it's kind of pointless, but we do need you to. So what I'm basically saying is I love all the messages of support. I love what everybody, the feedback everybody gives. I love that people love the show. It's lovely to hear, and don't stop doing it. I love hearing it. It's total motivation. I can send them to Lee, and Lee then stays motivated to keep doing the show with me because there's nothing keeping him here either. If I'm sending him negative shit, he's more likely to quit than I am, I'd imagine. So it's great to hear. Please don't stop doing it. Fine. Fantastic. But what I really need people to do is to, if you haven't rated the show, wherever you listen to it, rate it 5 stars. If you're on Apple or any podcast player that you can write a review, please write a review, a 5-star review, not a bad one. We've got enough of them. If you're not following on social media, especially Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, etc., please go follow. Please go watch the YouTube videos, even for 5 minutes, and give them a like and a comment to push the algorithm on YouTube. Like, we need to show growth everywhere to counteract against these malicious pricks, because otherwise we're not going to be searchable anywhere. It won't be found, and it will become demotivating. And that's my point. It's not like, please be nice to me or otherwise I'm going to quit, like tantrum. We're going backwards thanks to this. The listenership's still creeping up, but the socials and that, and the searchability, the YouTube is very, very slow getting going because of the shadow bans in the past, etc. So please don't be passive. If you like the show, I love hearing the feedback. Please email me. Please message me on social media. I'll try and reply to everybody that does. Please keep writing the messages underneath the Spotify. But if you really want to help, then please... rate the show. Go on and rate your 5 stars. It's dropped down quite a lot because of this sort of shit, and it isn't as searchable for new listeners. And you need to reply. It's like people love the show 1 minute, they listen to all binge them, and then they lose interest and go on to something else. This is the world we live in. So you need to keep replacing the people that don't listen anymore, you know. And obviously, I would love for everybody to join the Patreon, but that's entirely up to you. That's a fee, a very small fee, but that's, I would never judge people for doing or not doing that. It's where our best stuff is. If you love the show, that's where our best stuff is. So patreon.com/whatcast with a K. But it's completely, you know, no judgment. But what I do need people to do now, because the numbers that listen to the show do not reflect the number of followers we've got on socials and the number of 5-star reviews we get and reviews we get everywhere. So all I'm trying to say is that is basically what I'm getting at. If everyone continues to be passive, then if we start going backwards, then I don't know if I would find the motivation to continue to push as hard as I do with all of these shows. That's literally what it is. It isn't a, tell me I'm great or I'm going to, it isn't any of that shit what people are implying. It isn't that. That is not me. I'm not that person. Anyone that knew me in the real world would laugh their bollocks off if anyone said I was interested in the opinion of fucking pricks, and it bothered me in any way. So the Patreon is a two-part, then goes out Friday and Sunday this week, one with Lee, one with Amelia. That is on David Icke and all of his theories. We'll be having a bit of a laugh about that and talking about some of his more outlandish, but are they, theories. Also, we did get a 5-star review this week from somebody. I can't remember exactly what he said or who wrote it. But they did say they wrote Flat Earth. They gave us 5 stars, so I do appreciate that. But then they said they're a long-term listener, but they also said, why don't you just have an honest debate with Flat Earth? Nothing I ever do around Flat Earth is dishonest. I need to point that out. Like, I couldn't be more honest. I had David Weiss on the show. I had Adam West on the show. I've had a guy called Ian on the show twice. Plus, I've got another recording with Ian, which I won't put out because I like Ian and I don't think he'd appreciate it because he doesn't particularly do himself any favours in it with his arguments. It isn't my fault that the argument doesn't stand up and that I like taking the piss out of it and that people don't want to talk to me. I sit on TikTok lives inviting anyone up. All of your heroes that you keep threatening me with have all blocked me. So I can't talk to them because they know I won't play their stupid games. I will just ask them questions about Flat Earth that they have no answers for. It isn't my fault. Please stop calling me dishonest and just pretending I'm being dishonest because you don't like how the conversations go when I'm literally sitting there inviting anyone to come and talk to me. Like, there's no cherry picking with me. I will let anyone up. If I'm ever on a TikTok live and one of your big heroes like Witsit or Caleb requests, they can definitely come straight up and put me in my place about Flat Earth. I really don't care. It isn't a deep subject for me. I just don't like the dishonesty around it when people just won't answer questions. I've never found it with anybody more than Flat Earthers. So anyway, thank you for the review. I don't know if you was having a dig or not, but the way that you said have an honest debate, like I haven't, was a bit irritating, to be honest. If you're a long-time listener to the show, you would know that I have. But thank you for the review anyway. I appreciate all the reviews. That's what I'm asking for. The reviews on Facebook are good. I'd rather you review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast, because that's where most of the traffic comes from, is people that listen rather than watch or whatever. But please help us with YouTube. Help us with the Rumble channel. Go on there when I put things out and give them a like and everything. Well, that's enough of that. I just wanted to clarify that.
No, mate.
Just wanted to clarify all of that.
Got it.
And make sure that everybody understood exactly where I'm coming from. And because everybody's... The support from everybody has been along the same lines. Oh, don't worry about what they say. Just carry on. I'm not worried about what they say. I'm worried about what they do. That's what I'm worried about. It's not even that isn't worry. It's just who wants to do something that you have to work your ass off to stand still? Who wants to do that? That's my point, right? So please, call to action for people. If you like the show, there's thousands of listeners out there and only 300 followers or so on the Instagram. There's thousands out there and we only get 50 to 100 views on the YouTube content. Just follow us, give us a like, boost us up there. That's all I'm asking. Thank you, everybody. Right, we'll be back this weekend if you're on the Patreon.
Don't affect my wages.
For, the Patreon show. Part one and part two, Friday and Sunday. I have been Matt. This has been The Daily What. Thank you for listening to me today. Please keep the feedback coming. Don't stop the feedback. Otherwise, I'll cry about it. I'll see you later.
You have been listening to The Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K and listen to The Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.